Western service, definitely will get, we can achieve bhakti and faith and practice depending on gradually moving upwards. If not, it is very difficult to get that post. Very difficult. Because Maharaj has come, some good topic has come. Maharaj attract. It is always a question, not the speaker, but the speaker will speak according to the desire of the student or listener. Whatever subject you want to hear, that with all sincerity his aim is to hear. That is, it, he will accept, he will examine the matter from the speaker's body, mind, it is. Hare Krishna. Sadhu. The topic of Lord Krishna is nectar. And one who hears that nectar from a sadhu, real bona fide sadhu, unantike visaya vidusita sayam, he will be free from all the mundane traffic. Vidusita sayam, visaya vidusita. Everybody's mind and body in the attack with the material senses and material objects, material thoughts, material development, material enjoyment, all these are called desire. And they can be able to purify their heart. They can be free from the influence of this desire, which is compared to this venom or poison. Every day we are seeing poison, talking poison, hearing poison, and doing poison. Everything, all our activities is poisonous. Nothing but poison. So one can be free from that poisonous atmosphere if he hears, listens to the reporting about the glories and the pastimes of the Lord, and various incarnations. Punantitya prajantitya tacharma vahantikam. Then he will reach at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. If he is refined from material poison, the poisonous atmosphere, he will be redeemed from the influence of this material poison, and he will march beyond bhuloka, bhuvarloka, sarloka, mahaloka, janaloka, tapaloka, satsaloka, and Vaikuntha. He must go beyond Vaikuntha, where from he may not come back. It is told in Bhagavad Gita. Now we are in this world, material world. 14 worlds there are, down 9, 7 and up 7. And the highest place is called Satyaloka, where Brahma the Creator is. Now if we cross that place, we will go to Jatkarta, a Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punalavartino Arjuna. Arjuna, these lokas, 7 lokas, punarabhati, again and again will come and you go, come and go. You cannot be staying there steadiness. So, if you can cross that, jatkarta nani vartante, and you reach that place, never return back, because always there. So that loka one can have through hearing the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord, all his pastimes, or all his topics, whatever he speaks. The sadhu never speaks a nonsense, never speaks a material subject. He always speaks of spiritual subject. Spiritual subject means the pastimes of the Lord. He always unantite vishaya vidushitasaya prajantite tacharana sarorohantikam. Charana saroruha, ruha is compared with the lotus flower. Lotus flower is compared with the feet of the Lord, Supreme Lord. If one embraces the lotus flower, lotus feet of the Lord, he need not come back. Need not come from the Lord. It is told in Bhagavata. So we have to hear Sadhusanga karo bhai, Radha Krishna bolo sanga chalo. Ehi matra mukhya chahiye. Mahaprabhu says, so well, repeat Krishna and follow. He asked one Haridas and Nityananda, suno suno Nityananda suno Haridas, sarvatra amara ajna karaha prakash, pratik bhare ghare kriya karaya bhikkha, bala Krishna, bhaja Krishna, gara Krishna. Iha bai na boliva, bol na bolaiga, deva vasane ase amare bhajna. You should go house to house and beg alms to them, beg them. They may not be able to understand what is alms, what is begging. Yes, you have to beg, you repeat nama, you practice nama, you practice the teachings of the Lord Krishna. And if they accept your proposal, go to next house. And if they abuse you, handle you, do any rubbish word to you, you must report it to me in the evening. Come to me and tell me what the result is. So they used to do that. Daily, they were told, go out from morning to evening, and in the evening they should report the matter, the results of the preaching. Yabai napaliva, napalaja, you must speak only Krishna nama, nothing else, not a single outward word. You must always speak of Krishna. You say Krishna, you hear Krishna, you repeat Krishna, you remember Krishna, always Krishna, nothing else. Don't speak to them anything else, nor you hear their objections are, I am in calamity, I am suffering, I have no children, I have no wealth, I have no house. Don't hear it. Don't hear it. You must come and tell me. Because how can you help them? How can you help them? The Lord can help them. That is their prarabdha. The past birth activities they now undergo, you cannot see any remedy for it. There is no remedy unless they are joined. And remedy, one remedy is that Brahma Sakyat Purjanishtha Api Vinasa Mayati Vinana Bhogai Apaitanama Spuranena Tatya Prarabdha Karma Siddhara. So even those who perform Brahmajnani, those who are, they also cannot see the remedy of the past. It's a bhogata na chiti, prarabdha, everybody has to undergo. No other remedy. Yes, there is one remedy for one who repeats nama. None else can able to destroy the prarabdha. That can be destroyed, uprooted, only through the blessings of sadhu and hearing the name of sadhu and practicing the same name. So everybody, if they come to you, sir, please bless me. I am in want of this and that, so many. Because if they see a sadhu, go check the blessing. No reply to it. What is that blessing you have? Bless them, Krishnama. So that they can defeat Krishnama. And Krishna is the supreme archer. To give all the boons. You are not the supreme archer. To change the fortune. Your fortune can be changed only through the blessings of the Lord. As Mahaprabhu, when he was at Puri, Ramananda Rai's brother, who was the Tahsildar of Pratapurudra, revenue Tahsildar, he has collected 2 lakhs or 3 lakhs revenue. He spent it. And when he was asked the amount, he said, I will sell my horse and give you. But he never gave. So, Vadodana is now the first son of the king. He said, he wants you money. We must send him to gallows. So he has been taken away by his constables there. And his brother, Baninath, he was repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and putting. And these people, others, devotees, they can carry your devotees. They will take them to. So they will be destroyed, killed now. You must protect them. For them down to, you please bless him so that they may be free. No, I cannot do that. They ask you, Govinda, you take your saman, so go away from this place. You will go away. You will go to Alangar. We don't want to hear. People, they doesn't maintain law. They dishonor law. And the amount that they collected, 4 lakhs. Who will pay 4 lakhs? How is it? How can I bless him? You go to Jagannath. I cannot. I am a sannyasi. I want only 2 paisa prasad. Then 2 paisa is sufficient for 2 people prasad, Srimad prasad. I am for 2 paisa. I am a sannyasi. That from I will get 4 lakhs and pay it, the Raja said. How can I pay? I won't do that. Why they have committed wrong? They have misused the property. The income of the Lord, you have to pay money, and you have borrowed it, again, the corruptions also, you acquired it. Now he is going to punish you. You come to me and say, sir, you are devotee. He has to suffer the devotion. He will be dying, he will be the death punishment receiving now. No, I am not going to hear. You go away. You go to, even Nityananda Prabhu, Ramananda Rai, and all other great Mahatmas, they are saying, my brother, no, Govinda, take Samadhi. Every, they say, no, sir. You are independent. You do as you like. We will never ask you to help me. You know it. At the same time, the Purohit of Pratapurudra, maybe he goes to the palace, and Jabhadra goes to Mahadev, his legs of Purohit. Now he was taking, and he said, you see, as Mahaprabhu doesn't want to stay here, he wants to go away from here. What will happen? That he has to pay the whole lakhs of rupees. The income collected, the calories, he sued it. Now all of the devotees came to
Mahaprabhu had begged him sharply that he would and said, Lord, why am I not here to help those people who have committed strong mistakes? Why did he misuse the brother? So Mahaprabhu answered, Mama, I don't know how to do that. He came, but he did not ask what it meant. He said, Mahaprabhu is not telling me. All right, let's have to cancel the whole matter. And now you pay him double. That whatever you to get monthly, now you will be paid double. Then he gave the same profession, but higher rank. He gave and said, the class of Bhagavan and his wife. And the same Tartan, he gave to Mahaprabhu. And he said, sir, you blessed Ramananda Roy, who was the governor of your empire, and he resigned the throne, and he has come here, and he will receive monthly salary. But whereas, I am also the brother of the same devotee, but is a Grupa Vivarta. It is not Grupa that I have received. Vivarta. Grupa Vivarta. It seems like Grupa blessing, but it is not blessing. In this blessing, you have either made double payment. It used to be what I used to. And you have cancelled the money is due. Double salary of double. So is it the real blessing of the? No, it is Grupa Vibhata. It is not blessing. It is only, and it's deceiving. I was deceived. Because I should pay, because I want the money, there is power. So you have given it. But whereas my brother doesn't want wealth from you, he wants Christian prema that you have given to me. That's why Betan More Deha Prema Dhan. Then you should give me the prema. By the prema you have given me double wealth. So that is not your real blessing. It is not real blessing. It seems like blessing. It is Grupa Vibhata, the blessing Vibhata. It seems like Grupa, but it is not blessing. Real blessing, Ramananda. My blessing, what I received is only a dazzling like gold, but actually glittering, but it is not gold. It is prema. I received prema in the form of wealth, whereas he received the real wealth. So Mahaprabhu, this blessing cannot be understood by all. What is this? He is being taken. Killed. Without the blessing, he says, no, I don't want to stay here. I will go to Avalalma. If you want a blessing, go to Jagannath and inform Jagannath. Jagannath says, so what we, naturally we want is material benefit. Whereas Mahaprabhu says, no material benefit. It will come according to our past activities. It will come and it will go.
You should not hanker after that. You only should crave God's prema, prema. That is the blessing. The sadhu's blessing is only prema. In South India, tour, Mahaprabhu went to Kurmachalam, where the Lord Kurma is there. In that Kurmachalam, there was a devotee who was repeating Ram, 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 Ram always, but suffering from leper disease, and he is unable to walk. Now he heard that Mahaprabhu has come here, but I could not able to see him because nobody can carry me to him, nor he is kind enough to come here so that I can see. So throughout the night, next morning Mahaprabhu left the town and coming back to Srikakulam, 8, 10, 12 kilometers. And again he returned from there and went and he saw his leper living around, around. He just said, I'm fortunate. I heard actually you have come due to my disease. My healthy body. Nobody wants to come to me or talk to me. I have this body. But Mahaprabhu never stopped with that. He went and embraced him. He said, no, 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 don't touch me. Don't touch me. He embraced. When he embraced, the disease had gone. Then he asked, is it your blessing? Is it your blessing? When I want this disease, nobody come to me and know where I go. I was always repeating almost always. Now my body is fine. I will go here and there. People will come to me. I will never repeat Rama. That's gone. So I say, is it your blessing? Is this blessing? Is God this blessing? I don't want this blessing. I don't want to be free from disease. I was in good state. I was always repeating Nama. Now my body is cured of the disease. I cannot be. But naturally people will think of how is he has actually blessed the boy. Man. He said, no, this is not your blessing. I was very happy always doing Nam. Now I cannot be happy. So this is not your blessing. I don't want this blessing. No, no, no. I will see you again after 2 years. I will be doing Nam. Yes, that. Yes. I think I was repeating always Rama, but after seeing you, now I repeat Krishna. So you are more than the Rama. Now I will repeat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, as you have advised me. So Mahaprabhu had written after 2 years, he was repeating Rama. So the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As a Christian, people say, the Lord touched the body, it was God. It is not a great help. Sinner. It is not a great help. One must give the devotion. That is prema, bhakti prema. Unless a Mahatma blesses prema, it is not blessing. Blessing only blessing devotion. Hare Krishna should go. Yes, mosquitoes ask us to move.
Time. Oh, yeah.
not a person after blessing will be in hell. That is Mahapurusha. He is Bhakta Lahar. How can he be? How can he be otherwise? Bhakta Lahar will be blessed. By administering bhakti devotion. You think now punishment, so that I will never forget him. Body may go, nothing is real. We have to die, we have to die. Punarapi janmam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, yatari. Now, what is the benefit a man can get if he is not blessed with devotion or prema? It is simply any material benefit. The material benefit is after some time it will go away. That is inevitable. Everybody should die. And after that, again he has to take birth. So what is the real benefit he had derived? The Lord knows how to bless. The Jana Mahaprabhu knows how to bless him. But a devotee is a blessing. He is eternal. It is not transitory and only for momentary. Eternal. Bhakta will only bless with blessing eternal. Bhakta also will receive the blessings, the love, eternal. What is eternal for him? He knows, the Lord knows. We may think otherwise, but not. I'm not demanding him to do this or that. We demand you blessings. Tattena kampam sutamekyamam gunjanaivatmakutam lepakam Brahma chanchu kurisna Krishna please bless me. Whatever action I have done, the result I follow and suffer. But I don't care what the suffering, yet you bless me. The blessing is most important. Brahma says, I am not afraid of this suffering. Let it come. Welcome. He wants his blessing. Harikita Maharaj invited suffering. Right. He was the emperor. And when the boy cursed him that after 7 days he will die, he thought it is his blessing. So from these 7 days I must do such meditation and sacrifice so that definitely I will reach the Vaikuntha. So he started prayapadesan, no food, no sleep. No food, no sleep, no water. Gave everything and gave the property to his son, eldest son, and he was sitting in Samadhi. Then this Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, reached there and he saw Sukadeva Goswami and he said, Sannidhyatya Mahajogin, Patakani Mahantabi, Satyo Nasindhi Vaipunsam Vishnore Vasuretha. My dear Swamiji, because due to your arrival, all the sins that I had in me, all evaporated. I'm not afraid now, even for death. Then he said, I am not afraid, just like the demons and the demigods, when they fight, in their fighting, when Vishnu comes and supports demigods, the demons run away. They run away. Like that, all my sins, they run away. Now, Swami, your arrival drove them away. I am happy. I am happy. So please repeat. Harikatha. So this is the Bhagavata stage. And he said, now you repeat, when Abhi, he says, Varyana esate prasna kruta kod loka hitam nrupa. Maharaja, this question is not yours, not for yourself. It is for the generation, for all the people of this world. Now, now you will be blessed. Blessed by the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is necessary. In what step it will come? The Lord will be born again. This is always there. And the blessing of the Lord is, and blessing of the Mahatma is only that eternally the disciple must be benefited, that eternally benefited, the only sadhu only knows that. Others doesn't know how to help, what help they can do. We may say so many things, but nothing will be helped. Only Lord knows, and one sadhu, he requests, all the devatas, when they are suffering, all the demigods are suffering. If Hiranyakasapu is demanding service from them, day and night have to do their service. They say, how long will we do? Then Brahma said, you have to do for some small. Till Prahlad appears to them, and his prayers will put an end to the suffering. Actually, we do not know what is the benefit, what is the suffering, we do not know why it has come. Why it is hurt? Why not? Why it has come? It not know. Nobody knows. Nobody can. It's about why a person is suffering. He may show some kindness to him. There. There may be warning light. In the warning light. So that eternally he may be changed. Who knows it? We do not know what his desire is. The Lord's desire nobody knows. Nobody knows. The Lord himself knows. Nobody knows.